Hello, everybody. Welcome to the We Still Genesis podcast. It is your host here, Shadia. I know. It's been a while, but guess what? I had to start over because I got stuck. And it's okay to get stuck. I'm sure that a lot of people have felt this way before. I mean, you know, in life, things happen or things don't happen, but sometimes you just gotta pause and restart and reset and fill yourself with more things in the spirit. And that's what I've been doing, actually. That's why you haven't heard from me in a while, but it's okay. I'm here. I didn't go anywhere. And that's the most important thing. Now, I just wanna touch base on starting over. I know that a lot of you might be going through a lot of things. These times are so full of craziness, and I'm telling you, like, it's not something that you think would ever happen to you, but if it does happen to you, I just want to be here and assure you that it's okay. It's okay to start over. It's okay to feel guilty. It's okay to feel shame. It's okay to feel not enough. But what is important is normalizing starting over to be made new in the spirit. And I just want to share a testimony real quick about how this year, one of the main things that has been significant in my life is learning about the significance of Easter. A few weeks ago, we just celebrated Easter. And prior to that, I had a dream. I had a dream on Palm Sunday. If you don't know already, I lost my father back in May in 2019. And it was such a blow to me. But guess what? I saw my dad in my dream on Easter Sunday. And in this dream, like, my dad rose from the dead, and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. And there were a few messages there that are very personal to me, but like, me seeing him rise up gave me that confidence in my spirit that it was okay to wake up from all the dead things in my past and push forward into the future and push forward to find significance. It was like my dad was back to tell me not to fall to my sin or not to be dead in my sin or in my spirit, but to move up. So before Easter, I did a personal fast, and I'm very, very excited to share that. In this fast that I decided to do, I invited a friend of mine, and the friend of mine that I invited, when we were much younger, we did a few things that we weren't so proud about. For me, prior to doing this fast, or prior to sharing the fast with her, a month before that, to be specific, I had brought up the topic. I'm like, hey, you remember this thing we did when we were together, when we were younger, sexually related stuff? I want us to talk about it because I didn't feel in my spirit that I had let that thing go. That thing was eating me up, and I needed to discuss it. And I spoke to her. I think that what we did was really wrong. And her answer was that, you know, we were young and we were stupid and we didn't know what we were doing. But I told her that, yes, I want us to squash things out. I don't want that to ever happen again in the future. Although it's been like so many years already, but you know, like, I had to put things out there, and she agreed, and she said, yes, we can continue with our friendship and live stronger. So we were able to put this behind us. And before I decided to do the fast, she was the person that came in mind. So I contacted her and I'm like, let's do this fast together. Let's do it for a week. Let's do it with intentionality of putting all the past behind us and pressing forward and getting ready for the season of Easter. And she agreed, and it was an amazing time, and so many things were built in my spirit, like the sense of patience, the sense of humility, the sense of, you know, focusing my mind on Christ was very central to this theme of the fast. And I really want to thank God for his power in, you know, releasing the traps and the bonds that were over me for all these years. And I'm grateful to God. Like, I truly understand what Easter is, because as I've said in other episodes, like, growing up, Christianity was going to church for me. I didn't really understand certain things. And now I understand that Easter is truly the resurrection, you know, Christ coming into the world and doing all these things that human beings did not understand or did not want to follow, that he had to die and rise up on the third day to prove that everything that was set forth in the Bible from the beginning, he came and he lived it and established something major. And now I believe that this is beautiful. This is a beautiful thing for me, understanding the atonement, the blood of Christ that washed away my sins, that washed away my past fears, that washed away my past desires that were not of God. And I'm very happy that this experience has really, really, really opened my eyes to learn more things. And through my journey, I've met beautiful people. So I'm very happy that I will be bringing a couple of guests on this podcast. It's going to be a very open forum. And I'm happy that I'm growing in the spirit and I'm maturing and I'm able to open up and share more of these things with you, because I noticed that a lot of people are going through similar things, but there's no confidence to bring it out. And this is why Christ wants us to come together, because then when we come together as a family, we know that the trials that we are facing, we're not the only people facing that. And there are other people that are going through the same thing. There are other believers that are going through the same thing. So if you're here listening today and you're going through any type of shame, any type of secret in your past that you cannot, you know, you just can't go over it, I invite you to speak to God right now, that he will give you the strength to even bring this to his feet, because he can take care of it. You know, I am not a lesbian, but there are so many things that went on in my life as a kid that friends introduced me to, that people that were older than me introduced me to. And I never got over those things. But I'm proud to say that the blood of Jesus has washed away everything. So now we're going to set the record straight, and we're going to help the future. We're going to help our children and our generation come out of that spirit of guilt that keeps holding them back from fulfilling their God-given destinies. Join me in my next episode. I'm very excited to bring on a very new guest. She's gonna be constantly with us. She's a beautiful woman in the word. She's not a pastor, but I believe that she is going to be one, because her interpretation of the word is amazing. And I love that gift that God has given her. We have a lot of similarities. When we met, we just met a couple of months ago. And I mean, the journey has been amazing in growing in Christ. But Father Lord, I just thank you for this time in this podcast. I thank you so much for giving me the spirit, or working with me through the spirit, to share these experiences, that anybody that is going through anything in their past, they will be able to have the strength to bring them to you. So Father Lord, you're going to wash them in your blood. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Send me an email if you want to share a story, wesealgenesis@gmail.com. I will be very happy to invite you over to an episode and make this interesting for others. People cannot speak up a lot, but usually when they hear other people's testimonies and they hear what God is doing for you, that encourages and motivates them to come over and share as well. So yeah, catch you on the next episode. If you've loved this, share this to a sister, share this to a brother, share this to a friend, and just continue keeping up with us on the We Still Genesis podcast. Thank you.